Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today, in this segment, I want to talk about the first of five financial mysteries. This is the first installment in a three-part series on how to prevent your operation from joining those who represent the increasing mortality of U.S. small businesses. One of the pillars, my friends, of the American dream, and you know this so well, is the ability of any citizen to start a business from scratch, build it, own it, pass it along to their heirs. It's one of the three main pillars of the American dream. Research indicates that there are 25 million of these dreams come true, like yours and mine, in the U.S., with approximately 8 million of them having employees, with the balance being independent contractors, professionals, etc. I've been one of those, maybe you are. And together, all that together, that 25 million create over half of the U.S. economy. That's a big chunk of our country, all coming right out of the American dream. And all of that is the good news. But there's bad news, and it's that the rate of small business mortality, when the dream turns into a nightmare, that was once 50% failure in 5 years, has now increased by 20% to 4 years in four years, 50% failing in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in mortality. That's according to the U.S. Small Business Administration. Well, the reason for this unfortunate trend is associated with Blasingame's first law of small business. It's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to grow one successfully. The smoking gun that kills most small businesses is the founder's ignorance. That's what I call the founder's ignorance of or disregard for the financial fundamentals of business. And most of this business carnage could be avoided if every founder understood what I call the five financial mysteries. In this installment, I'll reveal the first mystery, and the other four will follow soon. You could be forgiven for calling me out on referring to tried and true operating fundamentals as mysteries. But based on the disturbing business mortality stats I just gave you, that's the story I'm sticking to. You'll notice that all of my financial mysteries are influenced by the relationship between four abiding, immutable, non-negotiable, overriding, imperative, you're starting to get the picture, operating elements, cash flow, accounting, the relationship between the two, and the impact of time on all of them. On that last element, time, notice how often the word or the concept is used. I'll talk about days, annual, depreciation, amortization, incremental, period, etc. Those kinds of things. Notice how often I use those terms in everything that we talk about, all the mysteries. Time is part of that. Now, I want you to prepare for the first financial mystery. Number one, cash flow and accounting are not the same thing. In its simplest terms, accounting is doing the math on the relationship between what comes in, the revenue, and what goes out, disbursements. Inside that math, you account for the business's activity by groups like sales, inventory, expenses, etc. The manifestation of all this accounting, what you want to produce is a set of financial statements which will help you manage your business. You don't manage your business with the accounting. You manage it with the statements that are a summary of all that accounting, and that you'll use those statements to run your business and to report to others, like your banker. Their banker wants that information, and of course, the tax man. Remember, profit is accounting, not cash. Profit is accounting, not cash. Cash seems simple enough. You either have it or you don't, but the impact of time on the marketplace makes understanding cash flow tricky, and frankly, it's unintuitive. Remember this, cash is not profit. I told you earlier, profit is accounting, not cash. Well, folks, cash is not profit. The money in your register, in your cash register, in your till, that is not your profit. Now, I'm going to say it once more with feeling. Cash is not profit. If there were no taxes, depreciation, or amortization, if everyone paid cash on the barrel head, like no net 30 accounts, if we didn't need inventory, and if a few other ifs, then managing your business finances would be a lot simpler. Marketplace timing would be eliminated, accounting wouldn't be necessary, and your cash flow would more closely reflect the financial health of your business. But such a universe is only occupied by business owners whose dream will eventually become, well, you know. Even a fourth grader's lemonade stand has inventory, which is the state of some of little Susie's cash during the time it takes to convert lemons, sugar, water, and cups back into cash again. That's what, you know, inventory is part of your accounting, and you think you've got cash because you've made all this business, these sales, but you turn some of your cash into inventory. It's not an expense. Inventory is not an expense, but it still takes up your cash. And it still might not be, it still isn't necessarily your profit. You've got to understand these things. The timing relationship between accounts receivable and accounts payable, I'll talk about this more later, the repayment of debt over time, the conversion of cash to inventory, and the timing of the tax treatment of certain assets are fundamental reasons why cash flow and accounting are not the same thing, and why both accounting and cash have to be simultaneously managed well, but also managed differently. Here's one last nugget. Sales revenue isn't profit. And if you offer credit to customers, sales revenue is also not cash. Avoiding joining the business mortality statistic, staying away from that statistic by becoming an expert on the relationship and the difference between cash and accounting and the impact on time will help you avoid becoming part of that statistic. Next time, two of the other four financial mysteries. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.